Do you know we spend at least a third of our life at work? And when you consider that another third of our life is spent sleeping, that's a big chunk of our waking time in our jobs. Because we spend so much time in our jobs, it's important we treat our coworkers with courtesy and respect. Here are some tips to help you be a good cubicle mate. Be friendly. Say hello to others as you walk to your cubicle in the morning. Mind your volume. Noise carries pretty well in CubeLand, so it's important to keep your voice down. Nix the speakerphone. When you are in a cubicle, avoid using the speakerphone to check your messages or to talk to someone. It's very disturbing to your cubicle mates. If you must listen to music, wear headphones so that others aren't bothered by your choice of music. You may love old Kiss tunes, but your coworkers probably don't. Refrain from eating anything smelly in your cubicle. This includes food items like tuna, eggs, garlic-laden pasta, corn chips, etc. Also, it's best to avoid wearing cologne or perfume. But if you must, put a small amount on your skin, not your clothes. If people can smell you coming or after you've left, you're wearing too much. However, do note that some people have allergies to fragrance, so before putting that aftershave or perfume on, check with your coworkers first. Rather than yell over the cubicle walls, disturbing everyone around you, get up and talk to your neighbor in their cubicle. If the information is sensitive or confidential, find a conference room or someplace private to talk. Don't eavesdrop. It's hard not to hear conversations when you work in a cubicle, but restrain yourself from commenting or answering a question not directed to you. People will think you are snooping. Keep personal calls to a minimum. Not only do you not want your coworkers to hear the intimate details about your personal life, you also shouldn't be spending a lot of time on personal matters at work. When you approach someone's cubicle to talk, knock on the wall or say, "Excuse me," first. It's really easy to startle someone who's concentrating and doesn't hear you approach. It's also good manners to make sure someone is available to talk before launching into a discourse. When you have agreed to talk to someone in your workspace, give them your full attention. Turn your chair to face them and do not answer emails or your phone. Give the person in front of you priority to other distractions. Silence that phone. There's nothing more annoying than hearing someone's cell phone blast the latest headbanger songs or hear it vibrate away while the owner is in a meeting. Turn your phone off or silence it when you're away from your desk. When you're at your desk, put it on vibrate and put it in your pocket so it doesn't do the vibration dance on your desk. Above all, remember, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Be the coworker everyone wants as a cubicle neighbor. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.